Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis. It is Monday, November 21st, 2011.
All right, Jeffrey. Episode 7.36, the Week 11 recap show.
Yeah, Week 11's in the books, all for the save of Monday Night Football, Kansas City at New England.
And we're starting to see some things clear up a little bit in the National Football League.
We are, but we're also seeing some things get more muddied. It seems the middle ground is getting muddier.
I like the muddy.
Are you a mutter?
I want to be a mutter.
A mutter is a horse that runs in professional horse racing that prefers a sloppy track. And you're a mutter, huh?
Yes, I am a sloppy track. I'm faster in the sloppy track somehow.
Well, that's what kind of horses we got. What kind of teams we got is another thing. We've got certainly a lot of the wheat and the chaff, and I don't think that they're separating so much, Steven.
Really?
I think it's starting to look a little less clear.
Do we have another gold team yet?
Well, remember, the San Francisco 49ers, I can't even say them. San Francisco 49ers, they have gold helmets, so they have gold built
in.
They're mining gold.
8 wins in a row now.
That is correct.
9-1.
And, Steven, how weird is it that we were at the only loss they've had all season?
It is pretty weird.
Isn't it? A team's lost one game.
I don't know if you've got the email from Greg yet, but we're not invited to any more games. And it's looking that they're going to get the host playoff game.
I know.
We're not allowed to go.
We're going to be there. Sorry, Greg. You cannot, with all of your PR prowess, keep
That's
us out.
Right. You cannot keep us out.
No, we will be there. So we've got 14 games to break down
13,
for you.
13. We got Monday Night Football tonight.
Well, okay. Yes. I was going to just – we've 14 games on the schedule this week. 13 have been played. And once again, I am – far and clearly,
I am the smartest man alive.
Squeak.
Well, I had no options.
That's right. We differed on one game.
It came down to Buffalo, Miami. I thought Buffalo would somehow bounce back.
You thought they might get off the plane.
Yeah.
That's where you were mistaken.
That was
the Miami Dolphins, the new juggernaut.
That was awful. Just awful. Awful.
Stevie, let's
Miami
get
on
let's
a
get
three-game win streak. I don't even know.
Get
I don't
the party
even,
started.
You know what? I don't even know what a touchdown is.
No one does.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
And Stephen, my most humble apologies. You cannot count on the records in the show notes to be accurate. I did not update the team records. I missed that one.
Oh,
I got everything else, which is, you know, right. 9 out of 10.
Well, I can do the math.
You should be able to do the math.
I mean, I can tell, say, Baltimore won, so they went to 7-3.
But for you, that's easier said than done.
Not for
me.
You. So what you're basically getting us ready for is
more
for
Jeff's
you saying,
mistakes,
yes,
sure.
For you saying a record of somebody that I'll have to say.
Just
no,
please
Jeff,
pay attention, Stephen, and correct me when I'm wrong.
All right, we'll start. Before we start with the games, let's start with some NFL news. Bad news coming out of the Chicago front. The Chicago Bears pretty much finally announcing to the world what the world knew last night is that Jay Cutler has a broken thumb in his throwing hand.
Why did it take so long? You know, so we've got our beat writer buddies there in Chicago telling us that this is breaking news.
Right.
That Jay Cutler has a busted
last night.
Thumb.
But the
team says silent. Stay silent on the matter.
Jay Cutler is
silent on the matter.
They came out and they did their post game press conferences.
Yeah,
they
let everybody
anything.
Roll with it, and it made us feel kind of silly that we're out. Steven, you were the first person I saw out there with this.
Well, I heard it from our friends.
I know, but I'm like, dude, I can't believe you actually. You know,
I went with it. I believed them.
We had multiple sources confirming a fact.
Yes.
So we posted it as news,
and sure enough, this morning.
Yeah, but it took them 12 hours to say what we already knew.
I was a little nervous. I was like, if I wake up in the morning and they haven't announced it, I'm in trouble. But no, they did. They announced it. He has a broken thumb, scheduled for some surgery. He may miss
six to eight weeks is what the official doctors are saying.
Aren't they saying more 4 to 6?
No, they're saying 6 to 8 weeks
six
is
to
normal.
Eight.
For an athlete, it could potentially come back sooner. And an athlete, it would basically come down to pain tolerance. And
so I guess the question now that we must ask ourselves, is Jay Cutler an athlete?
Yes, he's an athlete.
Okay. All right.
You cannot deny him fact.
All right. I can't deny him that fact, but is he going to come back sooner? Because here's my question right now. I know you're on Jay Cutler's side, and I've been on Jay Cutler's side for a really long time.
What does it mean to be on Jay Cutler's side?
Well,
I don't
you're
think
giving
he's
him
a great guy.
I know, but you're giving him a pass on this that he's actually
I think the benefit of a doubt has to always go to the athlete. The benefit of a doubt must always, in the case of injury, go to the athlete.
All reports are saying he suffered the injury when he threw the interception to Avion Kayson, and he chased Kayson
down.
And
better than what Eli
tackle,
Manning did during an interception. Thank you.
Exactly.
Which is kind of get involved and then get your clock clean for
Looking for
a flag.
Hello?
Dude, you can't wander towards interception.
In Eli's defense,
he did wander,
but I did see it. The tackle had already been made.
I know.
And 2 seconds after the tackle,
he popped.
That's when he got popped.
But he's in the
field
of play you can get popped.
That's true. He should, you know what?
And you show me a quarterback outside.
I forgot who said it. If you don't want to, after you throw a pick, you don't want to get hit, crumble into the fetal position.
No
one will be allowed to touch you
then. It's the rules. No one's allowed to touch you.
But no, Cutler chased him down, but broke his thumb in the process. Now, he came back to lead the next series.
That's right.
Because, thank you, Philip Rivers, he repaid the favor and threw an interception right back and gave the ball right back to Chicago.
Being the investigative journalist that we are, we went behind the scenes and we looked at every single play after the injury.
And he came back, and there were 11 plays. He handed off the ball 9 times.
What did I say?
He threw 2 passes.
I said there's a reason.
There's a reason.
He's hurt.
And I said, no, it's late in the game. You got an 11-point lead. You're protecting your lead. You run it 9 times. He only threw it twice on third down.
Third down.
It was third and 10 and third and 3. He completed both of those passes.
He has to.
He was accurate. So if you can come back and finish the game, and hand off the ball and throw when needed to throw and look pretty good in doing it, and you don't have a problem in the locker room. Devin Hester this morning told Rachel Nichols for ESPN, he didn't say anything in the huddle. He didn't say anything in the locker room.
Makes him a stud, right?
They didn't know.
That makes him
exactly.
a stud, right?
So now why is he now saying, I need surgery, I can't play anymore?
Steven, I assume
Ben Roethlisberger's playing with a broken thumb this weekend?
Ben Roethlisberger's weird, okay? He truly is. He's an athletic freak.
Romo played with fractured ribs and a punctured lung
and
stuff.
Philip Rivers played on one leg like flamingo football.
I'm just asking.
However,
okay.
There are guys. Steven, you've been injured in athletic endeavors.
Yes.
Right? Ask me if I have.
Have you ever been injured in an athletic endeavor?
No, I was a swimmer.
You don't get injured?
It is the safest sport known to mankind.
Wow. Can't you, hit the wall as you come
in? I have jammed a finger hitting the wall. Yeah. I've done that several times. I broke fingers jamming them into walls. But how does that prevent you from swimming?
It doesn't.
Okay, You
tape it up and
you suck it up and you go.
And
it's no big deal, right? Well, you can only use so much tape before you actually have a paddle and you have an advantage. So, but the point is, no, I don't know because I was a swimmer. I never got injured swimming because it's damn near impossible to get injured swimming. Seriously.
Yes.
It's a great sport. So, but you have, and I've been injured enough. I've busted my head. I've busted my wrist. I did break my wrist playing racquetball once.
Yeah.
And I finished the match. I finished several matches, Steven, of playing racquetball.
Yes.
And then I find out that it's broken.
I was in a performance of Uncle Remus's Living to Life. I was at Mammy Bammy. And the lead
theater
was Brer Rabbit. And Brer
That's
Rabbit.
That's racist.
Anthony Pacheco is a good buddy of mine still to this day. Anthony broke his leg in the first scene. And we did the rest of the hour and 50-minute play, and he did it on his broken knee.
So you're saying that theater and athletics are very similar.
He had to run around the stage. He was Brer Rabbit. And costume changes. And everything that he needed to do. And he finished the play. After we did,
the curtain call.
We did a curtain call. The curtain closes.
Bowed.
And he falls into my arms. He's like, you need to take me to the hospital, bro. And I'm like, what's up? He's like, I think my leg is broken. And he finished the performance.
Did he do the next show?
No, he could not.
Okay.
He had to get a cast.
Yeah.
On his leg.
Yeah.
This is a thumb on
your
hand.
Throwing hand.
Roethlisberger's doing it. That's what I'm questioning. And he was able, and what I'm saying is Cutler was able to do it at the end of this game.
I will never compare Ben Roethlisberger to Jay Cutler, and I don't think anybody should, Steven.
Okay.
There's a certain level of toughness that is just, it is.
So we're saying he's not tough.
He's not as tough as Ben Roethlisberger, okay? I'm saying that. I'm on the record, so shoot me. However, that doesn't mean he's not tough.
If you can come back and finish a game and not complain about your injury to anybody, I don't know why you can't play the next several games. I don't understand. That does not make any kind of logical sense to me.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know, Steven, when you've gotten injured, when is it worse, in the moment or later?
Later. I'll agree with that.
You don't know. No one knows how this is going to go. And when the doctors look at it and say, dude, this requires surgery, many NFL players, Brett Favre, Ben Roethlisberger would say, screw you, I'm not having surgery. I got a game to get ready for.
Until after the season. Exactly.
Okay, so you go out and you find out, you go out and you find out that you cannot pass a ball to save your life because you cannot put the pressure on the football to make us accurate spiral and to throw the ball to your wide receivers. Now what? Now you're out and you miss the end of the year.
But Jeffrey,
in the moment, he can make the passes, two of them.
All I'm saying is, let's go out to practice on Tuesday. Let's see if you can
It's going to be horrible on Tuesday.
Let me shoot you a cortisone shot, okay? Let's numb it up the pain.
Let's numb up your throwing hand.
Let's see if you can suck it up and throw a pass on Tuesday's practice. Then if you can't, then we'll start and look at how we're going to do this.
At Caleb Haney.
Officially, that's what it is.
It is what it is. He's handing it off to Caleb Haney, basically.
Do you remember how that experiment played out last year in the NFC Championship game?
Caleb Haney came in the game and looked serviceable.
Came in and looked pretty good, actually.
He looked all right.
Got the Bears back into that game. So I don't know if this whole Jay Cutler thing.
Steven, is it possible that I'm being a good teammate and I say that Caleb Haney healthy is better than me not being able to feel my hand?
Yeah, we gave him that pass last year in the NFC Championship
game. And so why don't we give him that pass again? You can tell me he doesn't want to be out there? He doesn't want to be out there. It's a playoff run, and I don't want to be out there.
It's a playoff run.
And I think about my team more than I think about myself.
The Falcons and the Cowboys and the Giants and the Lions, they're all right up in there.
A lot of people saying thank you for not playing, that's for sure.
Exactly. A lot of those teams are saying, well, you know what? We'll take our chances against Haley.
Thank you.
Yes. All right. There you go. Enough of the Jay Cutler.
Adrian Peterson also got an owie.
Now that
on MRI
looked
Monday.
Excruciatingly painful.
So did Darius Hayward Bay's injury.
Another one. Both those guys
when you
ready
leave on a cart. You're hurt.
Both those guys ready to roll this weekend. Yeah. Unless the doctors do not clear them, I bet you they're going to be rolling this weekend.
What I love is who got injured with a wrist or something. I think it was DeSean Jackson. Got injured with an ankle, goes in, and they don't clear him immediately because of a concussion.
Yeah, if you look at that play, his head.
But
hit
that's
the
not
floor
why he went real in.
No, he
and
went.
And the doctors, we finally have gotten to the place where doctors, much like a replay where they look at the whole play,
the doctor looks
at the whole person. I understand your ankle needs taping, son, but your eyes are not tracking with me at all.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at your head.
Yeah.
Whether you like it or not, we're going to take a look at your head.
No, they did take him in for a
concussion
test.
And he cleared it. And he came back to play and made his boneheaded play and then his great plays.
Yeah.
Wow, can't wait to get to that. Let's get to the game, Steven.
All right, let's do it. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
And this lived up to all the hype, and it's what we thought it was, and it came out as we thought it would. Cincinnati Bengals at Baltimore Ravens.
Six and three, and at the end of the day, a stupid call, which is making me sit here today to tell you people I don't know what a touchdown is anymore in the National Football
League. Covered that in the 5-minute football fix.
We sure did. But I don't know what it is, Jeffrey.
Well, and I don't know why. We've got so many thousands of people that enjoy listening. Why aren't you out watching? That's all I'm saying. I'm done there. That
there
ends the speech.
Thank you. Jeff got
but
off
it's like
so
a 10 to 1
really
ratio of people who don't go want to go
it's
see.
It's a different medium.
It's a different medium, people, but come on. You don't have a smartphone?
That's true.
Everybody's got a smartphone. I read a stat that says babies that haven't been born have smartphones. Seriously. Babies once
James,
they're conceived.
You got a smartphone. He's showing it to me. What is it?
It's an Android.
What do you got?
I'm getting a Droid Razor, baby, for Christmas. Yeah.
Because you made of double titanium.
It's awesome. Have you seen that thing?
Elephant glass.
It is like wafer thin. Wafer thin. It is wafer thin.
Call me another bite. Bring me a bucket. Oh, shit, Mr. Creso.
So here's the deal. Because this call actually resulted in the end of the game being played out completely different, and I believe it cost the Cincinnati Bengals the football game.
I would agree with that. What a game. What a game.
It was a great game. The Bengals got down, then they came back up, and then Cedric Benson running like a beast and scoring two touchdowns, and then Andy Dalton throwing the ball, and you got to give it to Flacco. Flacco finally showed up.
Yeah, he did,
game.
But you know what it took was like the fastest man who's ever played the game, Torrey Smith. Holy crap, that kid can run.
He can. He can. But the Cincinnati Bengals had a chance. If that touchdown to Jermaine Gresham, which he caught, he bubbled, he caught it again. And mm-hmm. you can see it in the video. I've got it right here in my hands.
Steven, it's so possessed.
I touched the foot.
It's so possessed, that ball. That his head spun around three times and he vomited up green stuff.
Exactly.
That's how possessed it was.
It should have vomited at the referee.
Yeah.
But the referee on the sideline called it a touchdown. It was a touchdown. And then they went to the review and it was like, it's not a touchdown.
Steven, you got Evernote?
I do have
Evernote. Open it and look at the show notes for today's 5-Minute Football Fix and what I wrote there.
Let's see.
Because I want it. I think I said it quite succinctly in the production data for today's show. I wrote
it should not be difficult for the average fan to comprehend what a touchdown is.
The rules seem to need changing. Read from there. The pickup. Come on, read it.
The rules. Oh, you must have changed something dramatically that I did not get.
The rules seem to need changing. This is in the production data for the show notes.
Oh, you see, you said the show notes.
If it is difficult to tell, and we need high speed cameras to differentiate such a special issue, there is something wrong.
There is something wrong.
I'm going to just take a second here. Why must we have high-speed cameras to tell us what we know with our eyes? If that's where you have to go to overturn something, to tell us something we didn't know, we don't need to go there.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, it should have been overturned.
We just want to get the call right. You don't go to 2,000 frames per second cameras to get something right.
Ex-head of official Mike Pereira said, should not have been overturned. Should not have been overturned.
Now, mind you, Steve and I are stoked to get our picks right. We both had Baltimore. We got Baltimore.
We did, but I would have liked to see game, Cincinnati.
We would have liked to see them get it right.
And then I think they actually go to overtime. Because that's 4 points off the board. They had to settle for a field goal instead. Then later on, when they got in field goal range, they actually had to go for the touchdown instead of kicking the field goal to tie the game. We would have gone to overtime in that game, and I would have loved to see what happened then. But anyways, the Baltimore Ravens, they get the victory. Woo for them. Yes?
Yeah, woo for them. I'm sorry. I'm looking at our flight to the Super Bowl.
Okay, they improved to 7-3, while the Cincinnati Bengals dropped to 6-4. And Jeffrey, by all accounts.
Yeah. I think both wild cards should come out of the North in the AFC. Should.
It's looking that way.
And that would be fair, and that would be fantastic for the AFC, fantastic for the league.
What if the
league.
Jets went out, though?
That would really hack me off because they're not that good a team. They're not nearly as good a team as the Bengals, the Ravens, and the Steelers. Those are three of the best teams in the AFC, and they happen to reside in the same conference.
Yeah. I think the Jets can beat maybe the Bengals.
I'm just really hacked. I'd love to see that game, Steven.
I would, too.
Because that's a great football team that Marvin Lewis, and hats off to him, he gets my Coach of the Year award right now.
Wow, Jeff, when we do this, the helmets,
I know, when we reach,
this is, finally there's going to be movement.
There's going to be movement in
there's
the helmets
There's going to be
department.
Movement in the helmets. Oh, my gosh, and the Cowboys come to the front.
Hey,
there's
going to
be movements.
And the most glorious kind of movement for Steven.
Yes. There's not going to be any movement in the NFC West.
There will not be movement there for the rest of the year. The Seahawks will remain in second, miles behind the 49ers.
Do you realize that if the Niners beat the Ravens this weekend?
Yes, they clinch. We were hoping they would have it done before Thanksgiving.
Well, they can have it done on Thanksgiving.
I want us to start to make our little travel plans for the first round of the playoffs.
Wow.
The second round of the playoffs.
Second round, because they'll
have a bye.
I mean, they still got some work
to
do. So,
Steven, do you want to fly to – send us an email, especially Ed, who travels a ton.
Yes.
We can go to Chicago Super Bowl. Do we go to Chicago and have a layover and then go to Indy, or do we go to fly straight to Cincinnati and drive 2 hours?
Nonstop. My only thing is, what are the weather conditions?
Steven, what did we show last year in Dallas? We drove 1,000 miles in the biggest ice storm in the history, and we didn't have one incident.
I know.
We spun out in several intersections, but there's no other cars on the road.
It was still very
And we drove over an island,
sketchy.
But it was a rental car. So it just, I did that on purpose.
We only drove over an island because we wanted to get to the Whataburger.
Well, and there was no easy way to get to the other side.
There wasn't.
And there's no
there
one
was,
on the road. So it's not like there's anyone.
Just go here.
It's a rental.
It's a one-way street. Oh, no, go over the median.
So, Ed especially, but if you travel in the Midwest a lot, let us know. Do we drive nonstop to Cincinnati, drive 2 hours, or do we fly into Chicago?
Fly nonstop to Cincinnati.
And then drive 2 hours. Or do we fly into Chicago and have a layover, a small layover, change planes, and go to Indy from there? Since there's no nonstop flights to Indy from LA. So, there you go. Let us know what we should do because I just want to get input from people.
Baltimore, though, give it to them. They took care of business. They are now leading the AFC North, tied with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But because of their sweep of the Steelers, lead the division at 7-3. Let's get to games of the week.
Now,
Thursday night
football. Surprise, surprise.
Stop me if you've heard this. There's this guy named Tebow.
Stop!
He walks into a stadium.
Guy named Tebow goes into a bar and there's three aliens.
He plays horrible for 55 and a half minutes.
Yeah, I heard that in Miami.
And then he comes back in the final 4.5 minutes, leads a 95-yard drive down the field on the Jets defense, who had stifled him all game long. And he does it with his feet. And then he rushes 20 yards for the game-winning touchdown. And that leaves John Elway to kind of give you the look like, what'd you have me? Wait a minute. He scored! Rick, God.
Who is this guy?
Yay!
Yay! Yay, I think.
Wow! And the Denver Broncos now in second place in the division at 5-5. One game behind of the Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders, you might want to check your mirror.
The Oakland Raiders have no chance to slip up because the Broncos are coming up hard.
breathing down your necks.
Tim Tebow, what do we even say about this guy?
Well, first of all, he's a winner. He's a winner, Steven. He is.
That's all anybody says.
And look, the fact is, if you don't enjoy watching – okay, I can't even say that.
Have you enjoyed watching him play?
No. Much of the time it's painful. It's agonizing.
It is.
When are they going to let him play like he plays at the end of games for an entire game? When are they going to let him run his style of backyard football for an entire game instead of making him manage the game and do these triple options and things like that? Instead of just say, you know what, Tim? Here's your first read. Here's your second read. If it's not there, you go and create. Because he really is good at that, and he throws better passes, Steven, when he's on the run and when his heart's racing a million miles a minute.
I'm going to give the Denver Broncos, first of all, some massive props. Okay. If they don't keep the Broncos in the game, if they don't stop Mark Sanchez late, if they don't pick six Mark Sanchez, which they did, back-to-back games, Mark Sanchez is throwing the pick six.
J-E-T-S. I love this. Sharon posted this. J-E-T-S-S-U-C-K.
Well, there you go, Sharon. She's a funny gal. The Denver Broncos defense, especially Von Miller, the dude's been playing lights out. That defensive front played a great football game. And then, obviously, the pick six kept the game 10-10, made it a game that they could win. Then, later on, the Jets were driving. They had a chance to score a touchdown. The Broncos defense buckled down, held them to a field goal, and that made it a 13-10 game, which allowed Tim Tebow to work
to
his magic.
Tim Tebow.
Right.
And I'm sorry, did you not say to yourself, we weren't together, Steven and I, on Thursday Night Football, but I said, It's Tebow time.
I didn't say that.
What did you think?
I was.
He had 95 yards to go.
I was really hoping the Jets would just put it away and be done.
You didn't think this is Tebow being doing what he does?
Nope.
Yeah, I did. I'm like, you know, love him or hate him, I'm not. I'm agnostic on Tim Tebow. Mm-hmm. I think he's an exciting player when the game is at the end and the game is on the line. The rest of the time, he's kind of an eyesore of a quarterback, if you ask me.
Kind of like the London Eye.
No. Well, yeah, it's funny. There's something about it.
It's an eyesore until you get on it and ride it. Then you're like, oh, this is beautiful. Because you're up in the sky and you get to see the whole of London. But
for people who are not from the greater United Kingdom area, let us explain. The London Eye was put in for the centennial celebration.
Yes.
And it was supposed to be up for like 12 months, 18 months. And it became so hugely popular as a tourist destination.
Yes.
That they kept it up, and much to the consternation of much Londoners who think it is a terrific eyesore.
Yes.
It's just south of the River Thames, and it's – I don't care for it, Stephen. Yes. I love riding it.
Well, see, that's the analogy. It's a
no, I get your analogy. It's perfect.
Seeing him in the whole
thing. Hate watching it.
And
it's
then
ugly.
All of a sudden at the end, whoa, look at this.
Look at the House of Parliament from here. Holy crap. What a great view.
That's exactly.
That's really good, Stephen. The London Eye is Tim Tebow. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
So, look,
make
it's a 95-yard drive, the longest in the history of the Denver Broncos. In front of John Elway's very eyes, he has to watch this. And I don't know what to do except for to say, look, he won again. He's won a lot. He is the reason that the Oakland Raiders cannot look in their rearview mirror, and they feel the breath of the Denver Broncos breathing down their necks.
Final score, 17-13. The Jets are reeling. They're 5-5.
The Jets are done. They're a farce. And I'm kind of glad because they're so annoying to me.
You know what? They're not eliminated yet. You know what? We need to get Professor. I know you hate him, but may be time for Professor Playoffs.
Okay, because I'm packing heat. So, Steven, here's the rest of the Broncos schedule. Tell me what's going to happen here, okay?
Okay.
At San Diego.
The way the Chargers are playing right now?
That's right.
Anything can happen.
At Minnesota. That's Broncos.
That's
Broncos.
They need to win that game.
And they probably will.
Yes.
Now they host the Bears. Minus Jay Cutler. Which means that game could stay close, and any game that stays close favors Tim Tebow.
Okay.
Versus New England, you should get your hats handed to you, thank you. At Buffalo, if the Bills don't right the ship, that game stays close. And then versus Kansas City. We'll know a lot more after tonight, but look, this is a team that could very much be there in the driver's seat at the end of the season because their schedule is not that
tough. So what you're trying to tell me is that the Denver Broncos
tell you.
Could finish the season 11-5 winning the division?
It could happen. They could host a playoff game.
Stranger things have happened.
Nothing as strange as Tim Tebow has ever happened because I don't get him at all. And by the way, here's the Raiders' remaining schedule versus Chicago.
Which they're getting them at a great time.
Perfect time. At Miami. We know that's not a cakewalk. At Green Bay, you're going to lose. Versus Detroit, you're going to probably lose. At Kansas City versus San Diego. It's going to be really close. The AFC West is going to come down to the wire. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
So where were we, Stevie?
Now, that's where we were. So the final there, 17-13, both teams now at 5-5. The Tennessee Titans travel to Atlanta to face the Falcons.
Whew.
And this game was it looked like a blowout early.
Sure, but Atlanta could not do what it needs to do,
which is
get a 30-burger on the board and then coast.
Put it away.
Hand the ball to Snelling and Turner and just run the clock out, but they couldn't.
Took a 23-7 lead. Then Hasselbeck left the game with the elbow strain. He got the jelly on his leg, on his arm.
Jellyfish
on his arm.
That, again, was from the 5-Minute Football Fix. Yes. We haven't made that joke here.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes, I called it an octopus because that's what it looked like. And he left the game, and in came Jake Locker.
Hey.
And it was Jake Locker time. And Jake Locker actually got the Tennessee Titans back in the football
game. He looked like a good quarterback, Steven.
Made it 23-17. The Falcons actually had to play some ball late to ensure the victory. Tennessee falls to 5-5. Meanwhile, Atlanta improves to 6-4.
Thank
goodness. There's a lot of teams at 6-4 sitting there saying, There's going to be
a
fight.
I'm 6-4. Wait, I'm 6-4. No, I'm 6-4.
It's
going to
be a
four.
Fight. Yeah. I hate the – you know what? It's too early for professional playoffs to come in.
Thank you.
It is. Because one of the things I hate on NFL.com right now is
if the season ended today.
Well, you got another 6 more weeks.
I've got this to say to them.
Yeah.
At the Copa, Copacabana.
I'd rather see Barry Manilow in concert than hear if the season ended today.
Really?
Okay, that's how much I hate that.
But did you know if
season
the season
doesn't end today?
But if it does.
It doesn't.
But if it does. Can I just tell you which teams would be on the outside looking in?
At the Copa, Copacabana. The hottest spot north of Havana.
Here.
At the Copa, Copacabana.
Here we go. Music and fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. Okay, if the season ended today.
And the NFC side, Atlanta and the New York Giants are out. In the
poor
AFC
guys.
Side, the Tennessee Titans, the New York Jets, and the Denver Broncos would be out.
Yeah, I want to see Tennessee play next week before we say anything silly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Can we see what Matt Leinart's done? We've seen what other quarterbacks have done, backups, and they've looked okay. Is it possible that Matt Leinart has grown up a little bit?
Well, no. We said Tennessee, not Houston. Houston
oh,
would be
I'm sorry.
It.
You know, yeah. I still do the Oilers.
Yes, you do. You do.
Houston Oilers would never have existed, my life would be so much easier.
As a matter of fact, if you're a Houston Texans fan, you want the season to be over today.
Sure.
Because right now you're guaranteed you're in.
Sure, but you got Matt Leinart who hasn't played a game. I'd want one more game. That's just me.
One more game. All right, we won't play that game. We'll move on. Final score, 23-17, Atlanta. Needing the win and getting it done. Now the San Diego Chargers at 4-5 travel to Chicago to face the Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
Now we've already talked to you about the Jay Cutler incident.
Yes, we have. But what we haven't talked about is.
Is this going to become the Jay Cutler incident of 2011?
Yes.
I mean, will people refer to
they'll
that
refer
later
to
on?
It just like yes. The NFC Championship game last year. They will refer to this the same way this year. But what I want to talk about is what the hell has happened to the San Diego Chargers?
Me! Oh, pick me! Pick me!
Well, there's no one else in the room.
Pick me!
So I'm
pick
taking
me,
the
pick
kid
me.
We're
well,
raising his
James
hand.
In the room.
I can't see him, James. Steven. You know that I can't see him.
He's raising his hand.
You know I can't. Okay, are James.
Why would you pick James over me?
Because
he doesn't even have a mic.
I can't even see him, and we don't even have a mic hooked up.
There you go. He's,
from where
so
I sit, I can't see in the doorway.
You can't. All right, so pick me.
James, come here.
Pick me!
Shut up.
Oh, you can't even you can't answer a question.
It's okay. I'm going to give him my headset here.
All right.
I'm going to unclip myself and give him my headset.
Should you ask him a question first?
Explain the San Diego Chargers. You're on radio.
There you go. Yeah. Silence doesn't help us.
You're wearing my headset.
The San Diego Chargers.
Explain them in what regard?
Say,
what the heck's wrong? Why are they sucking so much?
V-Jax.
He's fun.
He dominated this game. What?
Nice try.
Give him the headset. Get out of here. Next time, pick me.
Well, I don't – just like most teachers, Steven, I hate the kid who's always going, pick me, pick me, pick
really?
Me. Yeah. So if you
it's
just
funny.
Put your hand up respectfully, then I would probably call on you like I would any other teacher.
I see.
But, Steven –
you would call on teachers?
Young teacher, the subject of schoolgirl fantasy.
Jeff's singing again. No, I never did that in school. I did it right now for radio.
Yeah, I understand that, but I suspect you raised your hand a lot.
I did raise because I always knew the answer.
Quietly.
But I did it quietly.
Because you got called on more.
Yes.
If you would have been called on more by screaming, you would have screamed.
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just to be clear. I just want to be clear about this. Okay. Steven, go ahead.
But
it just occurred to him. Yeah, I probably would have because it's about winning.
It is about winning. It's about impressing.
And whatever the rules are, sucking up to the teacher and getting the grade. And spending as much time cleaning erasers out of the classroom as you can, right?
You know what? I didn't even have to do that nonsense and teachers liked me.
Yeah, but how did you get out of class?
How did I get out of class?
Never in class.
How did I get out of class?
Yeah, I was never in class.
Like how? Like you just missed class?
I went and then I got excused to do things.
Like what? What would you go
I
do?
I had to set up an AV show for
yeah,
a presentation that night.
Yeah, but see, you had to go do things. When I got out of class, I got out of class to do whatever it is I wanted.
In journalism, I got out to get donuts. As long as the teacher got one, he was cool with that.
Like, my students would let me go to the computer class just so that I could mess around with computers and learn them and program stuff. Remember BASIC? I used to love programming.
I am
BASIC.
25% of the way through the Steve Jobs biography, and it is fascinating.
Is it?
For those who and Yusuf, I'm talking specifically to you, dog. Those who love the computer business,
yeah,
it is a great primer on the history of the Silicon Valley.
Yeah,
it's terrific. I mean, it goes through all the key players, and including up in Washington, Bill Gates dabbling with creating BASIC and stuff. But most of it takes place in Silicon Valley. Go ahead.
Let me answer now the San Diego Chargers and what's wrong with them. One, they are lacking a significant running game.
Okay.
Two, they are lacking a significant home run hitting third down back, also known as Darren Sproles.
Okay.
And they haven't been able to successfully replace it.
So you're saying basically it's Ryan Terrain's fault.
What? No. Where are you
not
going?
Ryan Terrain. I'm sorry. Ryan Matthews.
Yes.
You're saying it's Ryan Matthews.
Ryan
well,
Matthews.
You hang this
his
on
his fumble yesterday?
Yeah.
In a crucial
no, his
situation?
Fumble again.
Again?
Yeah,
yes.
He tends to do this.
Bad. And then they don't have that home run hitter. They don't have that. It's third and three. We're going to send Darren Sproles out of the backfield on a 2-yard pass that he could take for 50.
You need your Tebow. You need somebody who can go in there and magically pull something out of your rear
right.
end and make something happen.
They don't have that.
And
anymore.
Sproles is that guy. Dude, we're going to get you the ball and then just figure it out.
Do whatever you have.
Do what you do.
Then on the defensive side of the ball, they've had some injuries that have not helped that team. Quentin Jammer seems to have regressed to a point where I wouldn't even call him a quarterback anymore.
Quarterback.
And there you go. That puts the San Diego Chargers at 4-6, 2 games back of the Oakland Raiders, game back as of the Denver Broncos.
It's time for house cleaning, my friend.
Bye, Norv.
Norv. Bye, Norv.
Don't let the door hit you.
I think it's perfect on the time way out. To say, let's see here. Next year, we will let the San Diego Chargers have their farewell season at Qualcomm. That's the 2012 season. 2013, 2014, and 2015, they play at the Rose Bowl as the LA Chargers. 2016, they open up in Farmers Field.
Some people would like that.
A.J. Green, you're gone.
A.J. Spanos?
A.J. Smith.
I'm like, why are they going to say goodbye to the Cincinnati Bengal wide receiver?
No, A.J. Smith, you're gone. Get
and
out.
Dean Spanos.
Get out. Dean Spanos. Get out.
And then.
Norv, get out.
And then
I want to
bring
back Marty
new,
Schottenheimer and bring in Brian Schottenheimer.
And bring in the whole. Let him bring
a whole
in a whole new
staff.
Crew.
And
who are you gonna
put
get
some
as
supporting
your,
people
who's
around
your GM?
Phillip. Who's my GM? Bill Parcells.
Wow. Parcells.
Why not?
Because it's Parcells.
He's never done the LA thing. He's going to find out that L.A. is so much cooler than Miami.
But Parcells is so
he loves his
not
life.
L.A.
He loves his life. I know.
He is
We're
so going
to teach him to chill
LA.
A little, and he's going to teach us about football.
Yeah.
Why not?
Anyways, the San Diego Chargers at 4-6 are in trouble. The Chicago Bears at 7-3 are in trouble.
Are in trouble. Jeez Louise.
So that's what we got out of that game. Let's take us to must-see games. Philadelphia Eagles go into New York to face the Giants on Sunday Night Football without Michael Vick, without Jeremy Macklin, without Andy Reid saying he goofed.
Mail that one in.
We'll take the Giants.
Exactly.
And you'd be wrong.
What?
Vince Young. He just wins.
Do you notice I promoted your jersey, your old Tennessee Titans?
I saw that.
Jersey?
Yes, I did.
Actually,
that's
my jersey.
That is yours, actually.
How did I end up buying that?
I don't know.
It must have been on sale.
You like you probably.
Look, you, I'm
probably.
Not a Texas guy.
You like Tennessee for a
while. I like that they beat USC.
I think this was
that
your,
was fun.
Yeah, I think this was your Tennessee.
Oh, was that my Tennessee
jersey.
Season when
yeah,
I was in
season.
With the Titans?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man, that was bad. Anyways.
So, Vince Young literally, he just wins.
He looked
like,
good.
Like Tebow. He just wins.
Yeah, only the difference said, between Tebow and Young is yeah. that Young delivers strikes while
he
sitting
does.
In the pocket.
He threw some
generally.
Really nice passes.
He did.
He kept, you know, he kept the Eagles calm. It's kind of like maybe – I don't want to start a quarterback controversy in Philadelphia.
I will.
This is Michael Vick's team.
Warning, warning, warning.
But
look,
when Vick's not on the field, don't you sense there is like some erratic craziness? This just happened on the field. And on offense yesterday, the Eagles looked calm.
Peaceful. And Vince Young went about managing the game and kept
them
in it.
There were a couple times where he threw some passes.
Sure.
Where it was like, just gun it, dude. And
especially early in the game.
Yeah, the pick to Prince. Welcome back, Prince of Mukamura.
Thank you.
Didn't even know he was going to be on the field.
I did, and I was very excited. I couldn't wait to see him. But he was always on the far side of the screen. So
he was.
However, look, the fact is this team does look much calmer and much more under control than it does under Michael Vick's leadership. And Michael Vick, this is his team. No one's taking this team away from him. However, I believe that they look better. I thought they looked better.
They looked better.
And I can't walk away from that statement and that observation. Because
you got to hand it to the defense. Defense played.
Defense
balling.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And the Giants, my gosh. And oh, my God. It's time for a little mini rant.
Oh,
no head bell or anything.
Mini rant.
Why do Eli's wide receivers hate him? Why?
Well, I mean, come on. That's an easy question.
Jake Ballard, you didn't catch a ball until the fourth quarter, and you were targeted six times, and they were in your freaking hands.
He's Eli Manning.
Hate Eli because he's not Peyton. And what?
I've been playing this game long enough where I know not to throw to the opposing team.
He didn't throw it to the opposing team.
No,
he threw it to his team, and they refuses to catch it. They refused to catch it.
There were some pretty bad drops.
Horrible, Steven. I would say a third of his incompletions were drop passes.
That's a little high.
No, it's not. Go back and watch the game.
I did watch it.
I was so frustrated on his behalf. I'm becoming an Eli supporter because Peyton's not here, and I love Peyton, and this is as close as we get. Don't you ever find sometimes you miss somebody, so you gravitate towards a family member if they're gone to stay connected to them?
I don't know. Let's say Didi was gone for a while. You're going to gravitate to her mom?
No, but her brother.
Okay.
Look, Thursday's coming. I ain't gravitating towards anybody.
Let's see. Is she going to be there?
Yeah.
She going to be
there? We got 11 people over Thursday.
She going to be at Thanksgiving?
Thursday, 11 people.
But no Adam and
Susan. No Adam and Susan, which sucks.
What happened?
Adam's working, dude.
Come on, he could take that. Get him on the phone.
He is redefining the Silicon Valley history.
I know.
He's redefining it. He has more things orbiting this earth than any human that exists. He's busy.
That's pretty awesome.
It is impressive.
Can he send one of his little satellites up there for us?
To do what?
Just to broadcast our stuff.
Yeah. To whom? To
anybody
aliens?
Who wants it. Yeah.
So we piggyback on the back of the...
We will change our tagline, bringing American football to the universe.
To the freaking... Cosmos, okay?
Yes, to the universe and beyond.
And beyond.
That's what I'm talking about. The universe and beyond.
Our numbers might go up. Well, they wouldn't, but they, no.
Can you imagine if they spiked? We'd be like, where are we getting all this?
Holy crap.
Where are we getting all these new downloads from, Jeff?
We love your show. It is great. Please keep bringing shows to us.
But no more making fun of Jay Cutler.
Okay.
Or we will disintegrate you. All right.
Done. So we got 11 on Thursday, and Matt and your family are kindly requested to we're going to feed you lunch.
Yes.
But make sure you're there for kickoff of the 1 o'clock game. Now, I have got TV that morning. Well, by the way, we'll be on Sky Sports News be in the 1700 hour right after
in?
The hour. It's more or less.
That's locked in.
More or less, yeah.
So we gotta hustle.
We gotta haul butt, but we
Packers
gotta get
Lions.
Back for the Packers Lions. We'll hold kickoff, yes. Obviously, have our families
right,
hold kickoff.
Right.
But we should. I mean, if our hits right after the top of the
so
hour.
So we're not watching Packers Lions together, is what you're saying. You don't want us over for breakfast. You don't want us over till 1.
We're feeding you lunch and dinner.
Right.
Stay away. There's gonna be a house full.
Okay.
Okay.
So you don't want us over for Packers Lions.
I do. You and Matt.
That just doesn't work that way.
I know. It's Thanksgiving, so,
you know. It doesn't work that way.
I know.
Fine. I don't want to watch.
Maybe.
You know what? I don't want to watch any games with you now.
Okay. Well, then maybe the Cowboys game, something happens to it. Whoa.
What?
Well, maybe something happens to the Cowboys game on Thursday.
I'm just saying. Whoa. I'd stay here and watch the games from my house.
Or maybe something happens to your cable and your satellite.
I don't think that could happen. 17-10, final score. Eagles improved to 6-4.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Okay. Philadelphia, New York.
Giants fall to 6-4. And Jeffrey, I have to keep saying this every time I talk about the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time Week 14 rolls around and their game against the Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
the Giants could very well be 6-6. I said it 3 weeks ago. I'll continue to say it. They could be 6-6.
I agree.
Facing an 8-4 Cowboy team.
I agree.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers travel to Green Bay, and they go blow. Come on. Come on, LeGarrette Blount.
Boom.
Boom. Boom. Boom. Boom. And they fall short, man. I felt – you know what?
Boom.
There's an image of Jordy Nelson catching it of the ball.
I had a better image over, in my mind. Sorry.
Over the sure. Bucs defender.
Absolutely.
And if you look in the background, about 8 inches, maybe even more, 12 inches off the ground. How much is 12 inches?
Make your point. Inches? Make your point.
Some more.
Make your point.
All right, about 3 feet off the ground.
36 inches now. Wow.
Raheem Morris has jumped because he's trying to look over his defender to see if Jordy Nelson's catching the ball. That's how into the game this coach
That's
is,
how much
man.
I love Raheem.
I saw this picture and I was like, man, if I were Raheem, I'd blow that up. And he showed his player, that's how into it I am. I'm there with you. Come on, pick it up.
Freeman tried.
Oh, they did
try.
The
Bucs tried.
They
LeGarrette
did try.
Blount tried to blunt force drama.
He literally tried
Jordan
to carry.
Jordan says, is there a play where he doesn't want to hurdle? And I say no.
No,
there's
he
not
wants
a play
to
where
hurdle
he wants
someone.
To hurdle.
He wants to run over someone. I mean, literally on his touchdown run, 8 Packers touched him.
Yes.
8 out of 11.
I saw Football Night in America where they counted off every single one that should have had him.
8. How do 8 guys not make a tackle, Jeffrey?
I don't know. If I'm one of the 8, trust me, you're going to – if I miss you, it's only because you're bleeding so badly that you slip right out of my hands.
Ugh.
I will hurt you, but you will not leave me unscathed.
The Green Bay Packers 35-26 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And trust me, they needed all 60 minutes. Green Bay improves to 10-0. The Bucs fall to 4-6. And yeah. Jeffrey, at 4-6, they are almost done.
They are. We knew
they are
were.
Now on life support. And I feel bad for the younger team.
Yep, me too. Me too. I like
they balled, though.
They
played.
Team.
They played hard.
They tried.
Coaches are coaching hard. It's the Green Bay Packers, though, right now.
No one's going to beat them.
I don't know.
No one.
I'm starting to sense the chinks in the armor.
Look, they've got James Starks went out with an injury, which
yes.
means you're going to have more Ryan Grant, and you're going to have Kuhn and Friends. It's time for Kuhn and Friends Alert.
Kuhn and Friends Alert. Kuhn and Friends Alert. Alert. Seriously. All Kuhn friends to base.
Seriously.
Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
I'm seriously?
No, it's seriously.
I'm seriously. Okay,
I'm seriously.
I'm seriously. I'm seriously.
No.
Yeah, the Packers are going to have to continue to find ways to win football games. And
they
I still
have
think.
Any trouble. They did it all last year.
I still think, you know, it might be better for this team to find a loss somewhere in their schedule.
Oh, I don't disagree with that.
Than to roll
into. It would
into
be
the,
advantageous.
If they roll into the playoffs at 16-0, it will be dangerous for them.
Well, just know this, that I already heard. Oh, I'm blanking on the coach.
Mike McCarthy.
I got him.
Mike McCarthy.
I got him on visual, but I can't come up with the name.
There you go.
McCarthy. Mike McCarthy is on record saying that he is in no way seeking perfection. He will. I didn't mean to curse. Sorry about that. He is in no way seeking perfection. He will be resting people as the season goes forward. And what did we see late in this game? We didn't have Matt Flynn on the side on the take a snap, did we?
No, because they were in it.
Yeah,
to the
I
end.
Know. But I seem to remember that something happened that made me think that something happened.
No, there were no scrubs that came in. Scrubs.
Okay,
backups.
No scrubbing.
No backups in this game.
Hey, and just a shout out. Hey, James.
Yeah.
We'll be done in about 10. All right. There you go.
And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, look, they're still playing. At least no one can say the Bucs gave up on the season
no way.
And they're done.
No way. This team fought hard.
But the Green Bay Packers.
Every reason to stay together, and please keep this team together.
Yeah, the Green Bay Packers.
They go to 10-0.
It's 10-0. 6 games left. But remember, going back to last year, they're already at 16-0 right now.
Here's the biggest problem.
Yeah.
Short week.
16-0. Short week.
Yep.
Traveling to Detroit.
And Detroit doesn't suck.
That
Detroit doesn't suck.
They don't.
Everybody who's playing Thursday won.
They're going to come after Rodgers. I actually, based on how the Bucks banged Rodgers around a little bit, I actually fear a little bit for Aaron Rodgers in this game with Sue Fairley and all those guys that did defense for the Detroit Lions.
This is going to be the best Lions game in the history of Thanksgiving, if you ask me. Right. Somebody went back.
Who gets the Goblin Gobbler?
Did you see that they made it into a nice crystal thing instead of this crappy little...
Instead of the crappy turkey thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
They're so glad that Chris Collinsworth is gone.
Well, because...
Apparently it was Collinsworth's gag.
Really?
To give out this really crummy trophy to the player of the game.
Right.
And, in fact, I remember, was it 2 years ago? Someone just dumped it in the trash.
Yeah, well, Emmitt Smith gave it back.
No, someone two years ago dumped it in the trash. Okay. They were leaving the field and they dumped it in the trash. And Collinsworth just thought it was good fun. And I agree. I like Collinsworth. And I think, you know, players take themselves too seriously. Yeah. And on Thanksgiving especially, we should be having a lot of fun as fans.
I used to like Madden would give out the turkey leg.
With six legs, yes.
Yes, and he would give out it. If you were one of the players, you'd get a turkey.
It was
a big old turkey leg.
What's it called, though? It wasn't
a tofurkey.
No.
No, tofurkey. That's the ugly. See? You've scarred me with that. No, turducken. A turducken. There you go. A turkey and a duck and a chicken and all the legs. A turducken.
And then supposedly... To take it to the next level, you're supposed to put a Cornish hen inside the chicken.
Really?
Yeah, to take it one more level.
A turducken hen?
Exactly. Cornish hens, for those who have never had them, do yourself a
I'm
treat.
Just, you know
delicious.
What? I'm just good with the turkey.
They're just baby chickens.
Just,
they're not baby chickens. They're just like mutated tiny chickens.
Give me the turkey. That's it. You're not having
you're
any crazy.
Turkey. No.
You're not having
you're
any
getting,
crazy things
no,
like
and
that.
And we're having dressing and stuffing.
All right.
Oh, God, I'm getting hungry. We got to get at it because I'm starving.
It is lunchtime.
My tummy's saying
The Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, that's tonight. So we get the games of importance. Am I going to do that like every week? It was. Oh,
probably.
That's tonight's game.
Probably.
All right. Games of importance. Carolina Panthers at Detroit Lions. And for a while, it looked like Cam Newton was taking it to the Lions. As a matter of fact, Cam Newton did take it to the Lions.
Cam was looking so good after
I
that
looked
one
up
week of
once
bad.
At the score, and it was 27-7. I said, I got to go look at what's going on. But 27-14 at the half, and then the Detroit Lions scored 35 points, 35 points in the second half. And the Panthers just could not keep up in the
second
half.
Can't rebound with that. I mean, I'm sorry. When you got a team as on fire as Matthew Stafford throwing to Megatron.
5 touchdown passes. And can you say, welcome back, Kevin Smith?
Yes.
Where did that guy come from?
Don't know, but we're so glad he's
140
here.
140 yards on 16 carries, 2 touchdowns. He added some more receiving. It's like this was the guy who, remember, who was like, yeah, we should have won every game. The year they went 0-16?
Yes, yes, yes.
He's the one that we should have won every game.
We could have won every game.
But that's all right. He was in this game. He was in this game. He was big. Matt Stafford with his 5 touchdowns. He started horrible. He started with 2 picks.
Yeah. But you know what? There was the game started ugly, period. You know?
Yeah, Cam Newton had 2 touchdown rushes. He threw a touchdown pass, but he had 4 INTs in the game. That's
he did, but you know what, Steven? He, from my point of view, he totally redeemed himself come second half. And look, they were up 10-0 after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And everybody's thinking, holy crud, this is the time. And then all I was saying to anybody at halftime was, doesn't Detroit play like balls out the second half?
Yeah, they
isn't that their thing?
Well,
isn't
they
that
became
what they do?
The first team in the modern era to come back from 3 17-point deficits or more in the same season.
Cardiac cats, baby.
That is what they're being called.
And
the cardiac cats.
Cam Newton with his 9 touchdowns, 2 yesterday. He
first time a rookie.
The most rushing scoring quarterback rookie since the merger. He passed Vince Young by 2.
Yes.
Tebow's at 6 from last year. And Chris Winkie, remember the winker?
Yes.
The winker.
Winky, winky do.
from 2001, the Winker. So hats
Detroit
off to
improves to 7-3. Carolina falls to 2-8. And it's now about playing for pride there.
Okay, now, Stephen, though, I got a question for you.
Yes.
It's time for this.
Welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, no hot seats today. I'm already hot, actually. Okay, go ahead. Bring it.
Cam Newton, Andy Dalton. Whom would you rather have?
Ooh. It's, you know, right now, you're not comparing apples to apples.
No shoot.
Just because of the talent around each
That's
one.
Right. That's right. One's got a team, one is the team.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Exactly.
I mean, what? How good would Cam Newton
so
be
I'm
playing
asking you,
if he was playing with the Bengals?
How good would the Bengals
he
be
had a
with
defense. Exactly.
How good would Carolina be with Andy Dalton? We don't know.
We don't know.
So I'm that's why you're on the freaking hot seat.
I don't want to be on this hot seat. You know, if I look at the records, I got to say Andy Dalton. The dudes at 6-4 competing
we don't just
for
look
the
at records.
I'm looking at records.
Okay. So a guy who's likely to make the playoffs gets the win. So with the first pick of the 2011 NFL draft.
Oh, you're saying if we got to go redo the whole draft all over again?
The Carolina Panthers take Andy Dalton.
They're still
and
taking.
The roars around Radio City Music Hall would have been crazy.
Yes.
We would have all gone on TV and said, these guys are a bunch of morons.
They don't know what they're doing.
Who's running this team? No, Bozo the Clown.
It's still Cam Newton. I think Cam Newton in the Bengals offense, the Bengals might not have lost the game.
Okay.
Finally there, 49-35 final score from Detroit.
Now the Dallas Cowboys head to our nation's capital, and whoo, doggy, was this close.
They need overtime to beat the Washington Redskins 27-24 thanks to one Graham Gano missing a 52-yarder.
Yes,
Gano!
Yes.
I love how all the NFL Network guys, Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, Mooch, yeah. and I don't even know the guy who announces, who does the announcing. But they're all four. They're all sitting there, and they're doing the game recap. And there's like, and
yes,
52-yarder.
Yes.
Go.
No.
All of them.
So I'm
no.
sending all this via text to Jordan.
Yes.
He's hanging out with his friends.
Oh, okay. He doesn't watch the game.
He
you
has
know what?
Prioritized
he is now,
his friends.
He's Boobo the Year. I am making
he's
him
going away to college.
Can I make him Boobo the Year?
You can, but it's not okay. fair because what did you do your senior year? I mean,
I
second semester senior year. Aren't you saying goodbye to all your friends because you're going away to college and stuff?
On Sundays, we would all hang out and watch football.
Well, he watches some football, but he also makes a point of hanging out with his friends.
I see.
And he's got several groups of friends. He has baseball friends, church friends, school friends.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of different pockets. And then neighborhood friends. So, anyways.
I guess to me, it all depended on there was a group of friends I knew that I would keep in touch with even once I was out of high school.
Yeah.
And it wasn't very many. Just because that's the way it was.
That's the way you rolled.
Yeah, that's the way it was. So I you know, and we all had the same interest. So we were all probably watching football on Sundays.
Now, this brings us to the challenge game, Stephen.
Can we skip it?
We can, as long as we say, I'm so smart, it's ridiculous.
I am the smartest man alive!
Jeffrey now has jumped into
seven
a massive lead. Seven-game lead.
Ooh, dog.
With 10 weeks to pick.
Ooh.
Which basically,
can
in
I
essence,
just go on vacation?
I need to make them slow 7 games.
Yeah.
If I did. Let's just say
Yeah, let's just say you did.
There's only
three
weeks.
That's right.
Where.
And by the way, we may not differ on one of those three
exactly.
weeks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
we're talking about the NFC Championship. AFC
Championship game,
Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we may not differ on any of those, which, of course, we would have to because you're trying to make up ground.
Well, let's hope I make it up in the next 7 weeks in a row.
Dude, so I looked at
we got to let me win seven in a row?
We got to go hurry up.
Let me win seven in a row.
No.
Just let me do it.
No.
See, I could have paid you $50. I would have taken Atlanta. You would have taken Tennessee, and I would have won this one.
No, see, here's what happens. You see what happens is the outcome follows my pick.
Is that what it is?
My pick isn't – my pick is irrelevant, Stephen. Okay?
It
now,
is.
Mind you, you could have taken – I want to find the biggest blowout of the day. Oh, this was the biggest blowout of the day.
Yeah, it was.
I know I was joking. I was being mean. I was trying to be hurtful.
It's not hurtful.
I could have taken the Buffalo Bills, Steven. And you know what? It would have been 35-8 the other way.
I don't think so.
Because the picks just follow me.
Yeah,
I'm good juju.
I don't believe that.
Okay, just a really bad game.
35-8.
Congratulations,
5-5 for the Bills. 3-7 for Miami. Miami's on a three-game winning streak.
Yeah.
And if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, you don't like to hear that.
No.
All right, let's move on.
Oakland and Minnesota. The Raiders go on
Raiders
the road.
Raiders took a huge lead.
Christian Ponder, I continue to be impressed with.
I
think he could be the future. Yes.
Here's a quick question. I know we don't have much time.
No,
here.
We don't. We're actually over.
But the Oakland Raiders have, they went out to a 24-7 lead, and then
right.
they had to hang on to this win. But the Vikings were winning 7-0 early.
Yeah.
When Adrian Peterson got knocked out of the
yes.
game. Adrian Peterson does not go out of this game. Does Minnesota beat the Raiders?
Probably.
Yeah, I think the Vikings. I think if Adrian Peterson, he was so dominating.
I'm liking Ponder
early.
And Peterson. They're utilizing him finally better than they should. And they're getting him the rock enough times to make sure that he can become explosive again.
27-21, the Raiders get away with one. They're 6-4 now. Minnesota falls to 2-8. Jeffrey, the Oakland Raiders, Hugh Jackson, head coach, he said that he is personally going to get on the phone with the commissioner and with the league offices and say, what is going on? What is my team doing wrong? There were some penalties that were called that my guys were just standing around doing nothing.
Well, the one penalty they actually called on a guy who wasn't on the field, which that happens from time to time.
It does.
That's not really relevant. But, yeah, no, look, you're the Oakland Raiders. You're going to be scrutinized. Everyone who's around officiating knows that if you've got a label, if you've got a tag of being a dirty player, you're going to get scrutinized more than anybody else. And if you're part of the Oakland Raiders, that's you. It's time for the nap game, Steven. Arizona, San Francisco win as we projected.
Nap game.
San Francisco.
23-7. Niners rolled Arizona.
9-1.
How bad was Arizona? They benched Skelton and brought in
skeletons.
Bartell.
Yeah, Bartell. Who's that? Don't know. Go look him up.
There you go.
Jacksonville at Cleveland. We missed this one because I don't really know why
it was a pick 'em.
I know it was a coin toss.
I can't
believe. I'm kind of mad at myself.
I'm more mad.
Well, you were.
Because I was on Cleveland.
Have you gotten Cleveland right all season?
Couple times.
Really?
Yes.
That's surprising to me.
Yes, it is.
Okay, Seattle at St. Louis. Seattle goes on the road and does the inconceivable. I mean, they beat St. Louis on the road. That's how
it's
bad
not
this
inconceivable.
Team was.
You keep using that a word. I don't Dude, think it means what you think it means.
I think it does, especially in this case, because Seattle is a bad team, and that's how bad the Rams are.
That's why you took them.
I was trying to
bait you to take St. Louis.
Yeah,
I really
wasn't
wanted to
happen.
24-7 there. Seattle at 4-6. Seattle is 5 games back of San Francisco.
Uh-oh.
5 games back.
Uh-oh.
With 6 to play. Good luck.
Okay. Bye weeks are now in the rearview mirror. They're over.
Yes.
The schedule gets really weird because New Year's Day is on a Sunday.
Okay.
Which means that on that day, there won't be any college football, or there won't be much college football, because
yeah.
the Rose Parade and stuff all moves to Monday, anytime it's on a Sunday, which means on that Sunday, there will be 13 10 a.m. games, Steven, on the last day of the season.
Right.
13 10 a.m. games. Making me crazy.
January,
I'm already planning for January
1st. New Year's Day.
How am I gonna watch 13 games at once?
Vegas, baby.
Okay.
Have you ever celebrated New Year's in Vegas?
No.
Neither have I.
So that means the year after that, we have to go to New York for Times Square, because I've never done that either, and that's bigger. So I see a trend building. Okay.
There you go.
We're out.
Jeffrey, I don't know how I'm going to make up 7 games in 10 weeks.
Oh, Steven.
But I will try dying.
Steven.
What?
You're not going to.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
I'm Steven Miranda.
Jeff Ellis.
NFL Rants and Raves. We're out.